Now, if you still lost and run around doing your thing, it's not for you. You can't sing this. And if you're an angel, you can't sing it because you've never been lost. This song was designed for people who was lost, but now fine, blind, but now see. Amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved an old wretch like me.
And of course, that tune that everybody knows, Amazing Grace, that voice that you're hearing, Pastor Brady Blade, who is in the studio here for a spotlight here at Red River Radio, along with his son, Brian Blade, both joining me this morning here at the studios of Red River Radio. And first of all, gentlemen, good morning. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Good morning.
And the reason we're doing this is, of course, Pastor Blade, you've been pastor at Zion Baptist Church for a long, long time, but not quite as long as the church has been here.
No.
The church has been here since 1937, in its 80th year, a church that has been through tremendous growth in this area, especially under your leadership. It has a great history, and we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning and about the event that you have coming up. So why don't you lead in with that, with what's going on?
Well, we are preparing for our 80th anniversary at Zion Baptist. And it was organized in 1937 at the Old Lakeside Drug Store on Milam and Norma. And my mother was working at that time in the drug store for the late Dr. Powell. And eventually, when organized, it moved across the street to Milam and Norma. And J.R. Martin was the founding pastor. I came to Zion in 1961 and been there ever since, and unfortunately, and it's a shame that the Lord would do his people like that, but he did. And in a year and a half, I will be 80 years old. Wow. I was born in 39, and the church was organized in 37. So you see from whence we've come. And now I have two bone heads, Brady Jr. and Brian Blade, and they are here to help us celebrate our 80th church anniversary. And we're going to have our musical coming up on Sunday at 6 o'clock, and we're asking and urging everybody in the world in the language of my late friend, radio companion, Willie Caston. He would always say, I'm looking for everybody in the world. Well, what a hyperbole that was. But we are hoping that people of Shreveport will join us on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock and at Zion Baptist Church. And you have today, call the church today, and also tomorrow all day, tickets will be available. And also Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5:45. You just call the church or go by at 3031 Hollywood Avenue, and they will be glad to give you the tickets. And we're using the funds from the musical to enhance our shelters. Our gymnasium need revamping, and also there are two houses that we used during the days of Katrina, and I don't think it will be very long before we'll have another hurricane or catastrophe that will hit our city, and we want to be prepared to take care of those people, and we're going to give our whole facility a nice facelift, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think every 10 years you just have to do something. And I don't like for the place where we meet God to be less than where I live. Mm. And so we are urging and asking you to come and support us. We'll have Royce Mosley. You spoke about Royce Mosley when we were here for the...
And I have great admiration for Royce.
Yes.
And I got to know Royce because, of course, for many years...
Herman Finley.
I conducted Herman Finley. We did what was called... at that time, they called it the People's Concert. It
mm-hmm.
was an annual event in memory of Dr. Martin Luther King. And it was one of those really nice community events where people from all over. And we had for a long time, we had Herman's choirs that were put together from mixed churches.
Yes.
I know, obviously, Mount Canaan was there and Union, and I assume that that Zion was part of those concerts too. Although it's been so long, I don't really remember. But but they were wonderful, and I had always promised Herman that at some point we would do some sort of a gospel with symphony concert.
Sure.
And it set aside. We didn't get to do it for a long time. The closest we came was a wonderful performance with your family, with your group also, Brian. Just a few months ago with the Shreveport Symphony. It was really nice to have.
I never forget
that again. Yeah, neither will I, but when Herman introduced me to Royce,
yes.
And when Herman was gone, Royce stepped in there and he prepared the choirs, and I got to watch him in action. I would come and sit in the rehearsals and just see how he worked with the singers, and I just thought this is one of the most talented people that I've had the opportunity to meet. So I know that what he's preparing for you for Sunday's concert is going to be sensational.
Yeah, he's our guest director, and we already have on staff, you know, our music minister, Johnny Shepherd.
That's right, who was here not, in our studios not long
oh,
ago.
Oh, yes, he was with us the last time. Yes, Brian and I were here. And Johnny was with us. He's an excellent musician.
Yes.
And a fine friend, indeed.
Brian, why don't you talk a little bit about specifically what's going to be on the concert? What would people expect?
Wow. I've been in and out of town, but thankfully I have caught as I could as many rehearsals, at church with Dad and Royce and Johnny and the choir, my brothers here, as my father said. So it's going to range from these a cappella Negro spirituals, mm-hmm. as well as some contemporary gospel arrangements of older gospel songs,
sure.
as well. So it's going to cover quite a...
Anthems,
mm-hmm. absolutely. It's
yes.
it's going to be, I think, quite an evening for people to hear this music and to share with us. So,
yeah. Yeah. Pastor Blade, would you mind talking a little bit about what has changed over the years since when you first became pastor there, how the church has changed, community?
God.
I know there's a lot of it, but I think it's a good opportunity to discuss some of it at least.
Not all bad, is it?
No. No, it's not all bad. It's been a great journey, and boy, how it has changed. I'm preaching now to strangers, and I used to preach to people that I knew very well,
mm-hmm.
but many of them have crossed over, in the language of our ancestors, the Chitty Jordan, most Sundays I stand up in Zion and I no longer see the people that I once knew. We had, oh God, and the sad point, we've got no replacements. Those good and excellent members that I had in years past, when they passed on, there are no replacements. So that's as a void.
Hmm.
A void in the church. The people are different, and
mm-hmm.
we're all different, and I'm really out of place at Zion at this point. And the only reason I remain in place is that the Holy Spirit has not said otherwise.
Sure.
It was the Holy Spirit that led me to Zion, because I was on my way to Chicago, and that He led me to Zion 56 years ago, and I always follow his leadership. Mm-hmm. And he has not told me to move on, or he has not, you can see he has not called me home. But whenever he, when he speaks, I will listen. And I've always followed the unction of the Holy Spirit. When I got married, and, my Holy Ghost told me, the minute I met my wife one day, 53 years ago, and the minute I saw her, the Holy Ghost said, "There she is." I said, "Wow." and two boys joined the union, and show you how things have changed. When they learned the ABCs, I took them to a Lakeside Music Mart, Ernest Lampkin and Donald Horton. Yeah. You remember that? Mm-hmm. When they learned the ABCs, I took them down there. And I had this thing about, you know, I didn't particularly want them to do any piano. I wanted to stick them with horns or a guitar or the drums. So they chose the drums, and I was glad of that. But anyway, it was $4 a week for music lessons. $4 a week.
Wow.
Yeah, that was back in...
Nothing like that in this day.
Back in the 70s. Good God.
Inflation.
Boy, you're talking about a change. Things have really changed. so far, so good. We have made it to safe thus far. Our churches, we are now worshiping in our fourth location under my leadership. Mm. We started out on Milam, and we continued on to Abbey and Allendale, and continued on to Queensboro, and now we are at 3031 Hollywood Avenue here in Shreveport, Louisiana. And if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't choose another way. I would take the way I came.
One of the great things I think about what you're doing and about your church is that music is such an integral part of it.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
I mean, music is part of your family, obviously. Mm-hmm. Such a talented family all around. But you've got the Hallelujah Train, you've got this great music that's associated with the church, and that is going to be a part of this event coming up on Sunday as well.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. The musical really is a sort of send off. For this 80th anniversary celebration, mm-hmm. you know, there will be service in September that speak directly to that coinciding date.
Right, sure.
But yes, this Sunday at 6 p.m. at the Zion Baptist Church, it will be a festive evening.
And just a reminder again for people to be able to get tickets, what do they need to do?
Yes. Please call, or you can visit the Zion Baptist Church at 3031 Hollywood Avenue, or call 318-636-1427. Probably Miss Mercy will answer the phone, or someone will help you to get tickets. And
I've been a lover of Sunday school. I love the teaching ministry. And I grew up in Sunday school. Many churches have eliminated Sunday school as we know it. And which is all well and good. They say we're going to write our own curriculum. But I stick with the International Sunday School lesson because that was our one mean of having an ecumenical movement in the church. Mm. When I was a boy, the Baptists, the Methodists, the Presbyterians, we all had one thing in common, was the Sunday school lesson. Mm. Everybody studied Acts, as we had last Sunday. Everybody, you know. If you meet the guy from the other church, he studied the ninth chapter of Acts that we're going to study. And I've been a connoisseur of the teaching ministry and the Sunday school for years. And I teach every Sunday morning on KPXJ television at 6:30 to 7, and I have people who depend on me for exegesis and for meaning in the Sunday school lesson, and I'm going to ask that if my students in my class are listening, I'm asking my students to come in and support me. And if I have been a help to you, then I want you to come and be a help to Zion Baptist. We're in the process of upgrading our video system. We are trying to upgrade so we can have better quality and audio and video. And I'm asking my Sunday school class members all over the Architects to join us if they can Sunday.
So Sunday, and it starts at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Celebrating, honoring 80 years of Zion Baptist Church.
Yes.
Again, on Hollywood Avenue in Shreveport. I've been speaking with Pastor Brady Blade, son Brian Blade, also in here. Your brother Brady is also going to be at the concert too.
I'll be right beside him.
Right next to each other.
Yes, sir.
Special guest Royce Mosley, and Royce, along with Johnny Shepherd, who's the music director at Zion Church, both leading this concert. I want to thank you both for being here, and I hope you have a great performance, great event on Sunday evening.
I hear that amazing grace.
There you go. We'll go out with that. Thank you.
Thanks.
Jesus.